Thank you, Lord. Amen. We want to ask you to turn your Bibles. Amen. Amen. We encourage, amen, some of you that the singers, Sister Shanita, different ones, we encourage you to keep on. You and Brother Darnell, make more practice at home. Do what you got to do, because we're going to be calling on you. You're calling on in here. Amen. Want everybody to, amen, be involved. Get involved in any kind of way, with any way we can help to assist you. Amen. To do what you do. Amen. I'm going to ask you to turn to Psalms chapter 46 and verse 10. Amen. It's so much better when the presence of the Lord is in the midst, when services are start off. Amen. We all on one accord. Amen. Glory to God. Reaching out to God on one accord. God just puts us, connects to everybody on the same page. Amen. You just got to be willing to be on the right page. You just got to be willing to let God move with you, with us. Amen. Amen. Psalms 46 and verse 10. And it says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen, and I will be exalted in the earth. And we want to turn to 2 Chronicles. Amen. Chapter 20 and verse 15. When you have that, would you say amen? 2 Chronicles. Chapter 20 and verse 15. And it reads, and it said, and he said, hearken ye, all Judea, and ye inhabitants of the Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat. Thus said the Lord unto you, be not afraid or dismay by reason of this great multitude. For the battle is not yours, but it's God's. And we want to go back to Psalms. It's going back in Psalms again. Chapter 62. Amen. And we want to read verses 1 and 2. And we're going to skip down to 5 and 6. When you have that, would you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. All right. It says, truly my soul waited upon God. From him cometh my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I should not be greatly moved. I want you to drop down to 5 and 6 verse. My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectations is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I should not be moved. You can be seated in the presence of the Lord. And we're just trusting the Lord. Amen. Just to show us how to get through here. Amen. Show the Lord. We ask the Lord to help us, show us how to get through here. Whatever he will have us to say. Amen. Amen. So, amen. Trying to get this turned right here. All right. Be still and know that I'm God. Amen. 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 The Lord is speaking to his people. Amen. He speaks to us. And amen. We have to learn. It's a process to learn how to be still. Amen. Amen. And God's not just telling us to fold our arms and just do nothing. But God is speaking to us about in our souls. Amen. Amen. He said, in the world, you're going to have tribulation, but in me, you're going to have peace. Amen. And the Lord, amen, says for us to be still. To be still, the word still means to be quiet in your spirit, mind. Amen. Your spirit, mind, and soul, be quiet. Amen. It's like in the natural. If you tell somebody, if you just say, be still, or you might tell your child, or you might just say, just keep still. You mean it for them to settle down. Really, that's really what you're saying. Settle down. Amen. So when God said, be still, he's saying, telling us to settle down. He's telling us to settle down because he knows sometimes we can get worked up. Amen. Situations and things, you know, we're human, so we just respond to different things. You know, that's the way we respond to trouble and stuff. But, you know, God, he understands that. He just comes to quiet us. Amen. Be still means to be with quietness in your mind and your spirit and soul. Amen. and in peace and calmness. Amen. Still means peace. It means peace. There's peace of the Lord, calmness, tranquility, serenity, soundness. It's like, you know, things can be going chaotic around you, but God wants you just to, you know, cast all your cares on Him because He cares for you and He wants you, amen. See, God is a peaceful God. God is not in the uproar. Amen. He's a peaceful God. So I'm so glad He's the Prince of Peace. So when I don't have peace, I can go to Him and get peace. Amen. Somebody say amen. Amen. So he teaches us how to be still. Amen. Through circumstances and situations. Amen. You just can't learn to be still. That's not our nature. Amen. Amen. Some people may be a little more low key than other people. Some people, they don't get excited by much. If they can see trouble stuff, they don't get as excited as some just get really blown out of proportion. But God is speaking about, amen, walking in His peace. Amen. You know, you might be alarmed for whatever happened, then you just calm on down because you look and think about what God is saying about that situation. Amen. Being peaceful in your soul. Amen. Amen. God operates in peace. Amen. He doesn't operate in confusion or disturbance and chaos. You will not find God giving you an answer to anything if you're all over the place. He's not going to waste this time trying to console you when you can't hear Him anyway. Amen. So He wants you to get in the place. If you want to get quick help from God, you're in an uproar, you hurry up and get in the place of peace. And watch God move for you. I said, if you got situations and it's spinning out of your control and you don't know what to do with it, amen, just get as fast as you can in God's peace. Amen. And say, Lord, and sometimes I have to tell Lord myself, I say, Lord, peace be still. Peace, lay your hands on yourself. Lord, calm my thoughts. Lord God, just settle my mind right now. Let this mind be within me, Lord, which is also not what I think, not what they say down the road, not what I can reason up. As I get a little bit older, I just don't feel like figuring out a lot of stuff. I just don't. I haven't always been felt like that. But the older I get, I do not like confusion. I don't feel like filling it out. I'll drop it in a minute. Amen. I don't like to. Since I found out that God would take care of those things, I don't want it. If it's over my head, I do not want it. If I don't have the answer for it, I don't want to say, Lord, help me. Show me how to do this. Amen. And when you give something to God, you cannot give it to God and take it right back. Because if you give it to God and you take it right back, then God don't have it. Either you have it or God have it. That's true. When God's not going to do He's not going to do His best when you got His business. He don't need you to help take care of your business. Amen. So you're going to have to either give it to God. God has it or you have it. When God has it, you are going to be in peace. In other words, you know the situation is bad. You know the things around you is going on, but you are not caught up in the storm. You have got yourself in a place of peace, and you have given God an opportunity to work on your situation. And so when you give God an opportunity to work on your situation, you go sit yourself down in the spirit, so to speak, or you go on and take care of your business and you don't meddle with God's business and you go on and live your life like that has never happened. Now, God is not telling us to be negligent. God's not telling you if you need food on your table, if you need clothes on your back, or you need to take care. He's not telling you not to get up and get something where you can get that taken. He wants you to take care of your business, your responsibility, but the things you cannot do, He wants you to commit them to Him. Somebody give God a praise. Amen. And when you give Him those things, the devil will come and fight your mind with the very, very, very same things that you gave to God. He heard you when you went in prayer. He heard you when you prayed about this. The devil did too. He heard what you talked about. So his job is to come to try to make you think your prayer is not going to be answered. Amen. And if you don't really believe when you pray, you will believe the devil. Amen. And start picking up the problem all again. And you'll keep going through that same thing till you learn to cast your care and to leave your burdens unto the Lord. Somebody give God a praise. Because it's a learning process. You don't learn this overnight because we are human and we have the Spirit of God and He's teaching us His way. So you learn it from the inside. You don't learn it from the outside. Now, I realize if you want to go to a psychiatrist or something, they tell you to lay down and sue and do whatever they do. I've never been to that one, but I'm not going to. They want you to meditate. Whether you meditate. Honey, I don't want to meditate upon nobody but the Lord. You can meditate upon spirits and demons too. I want to meditate upon the Lord. I want to meditate upon nothing else. If I don't even want to meditate upon my own problem, why I want to meditate upon anything else? I want to meditate upon the Lord. Amen. And then Lord will have you to meditate upon him, to get in his word. He's not going to sit here and say you, just fold your arm and say, clock, 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 zoo, zoo, zoo. No, he's going to tell you, amen, get that Bible out. He's going to point out to you what you need to see in there to help you. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. Glory to God. I talk to some people that like to meditate stuff, but I ain't meditating upon nothing but the Lord. Because there's other spirits out here you can grab a hold of. You ain't meditate on the right spirit in the God. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. Glory to God. Be still and know that I'm God. God said, if you be still, in other words, you have given God the responsibility and you give him the opportunity to work on your problem. And it will get worked out more faster than you can get it done. Amen. 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 And it says, amen. Be still and know that I'm God. Amen. And even in the book of Chronicles, it said, and he said, hearken ye, all Judea, and then ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus say the Lord unto you, be not afraid or dismay by reason of this great multitude. For the battle is not yours, but it's the Lord. Now, he told us to rest in him. And rest is not easy to accomplish all the time. To be still and to rest is the same thing. When you're resting in the Lord and you are being still in the Lord, you are really saying in your heart, you're not just saying it with your mouth, but you're saying, I trust you to figure this out for me, to fix this for me, Lord. I trust you. And when you trust somebody, you go on and take care of your business. And you leave it to them. Now, the devil going to come back in your mind and say, you know what? That has not been taken care of yet. You better go do this and do that. If God didn't tell you to do anything about it, leave it alone. Because if you could have resolved it yourself, why would you have asked God to help you? There are some things we can do ourselves, but there's some things we cannot do. And we need his help. And I don't mind giving him things that I cannot do. Things are over my head. I don't mind giving to the Lord right away. I don't want to be worried. I ain't saying I'm not tempted to worry. I'm tempted to worry like anybody else. But when I first see that unease, worry is a tormenting thing. It's uneasy. It just have you all worked up on the inside. You could be sleeping. You could be talking to somebody on the inside. You like that. It just has a hold of you. I don't like feeling like that. That's anxiety. God has not given us the spirit of fear. He don't want us to be tormented. And the devil will tempt you to try to make you feel like that. But you need to throw that off of you as quick as you get it. Because there's a lot of other stuff comes with that. You'd be surprised of the people that were so worked up over their situation. Some of them probably had a heart attack, probably had a stroke. Amen. It's connected with a lot of stress. A lot of, amen, worry and stress is connected with a lot of health problems. Somebody give God a praise. Oh, yeah, the devil don't want us to believe it, but you'll have ulcers and everything. Amen. Oh, yeah. Amen. It starts off with one little thing, but your body and mind, there's a connection with that. Amen. And he said, be not afraid. And God has to tell us to not be afraid. There's some situations in life can make you afraid. I'm not saying that you're not going to never get afraid. I ain't going to say I'll never get afraid. Amen. But God will say, peace be still. And God will come and calm your fears. He's the only one that I know how to calm your fears. He knows how to take the fears away. Amen. It said, be not afraid or dismay. In other words, and when God tells us not to be afraid or dismay, if God pushes you in a place of peace and a place of rest, and if you go around and getting around people that's disturbed and full of anxiety and stuff, your peace is going to leave you. I said, did you hear what I said? God put you in a place of peace and rest. Sometimes you can talk to the Lord about something and God will comfort you. He's a comforter. He will comfort you and he will say, that's going to be all right. This going to be all right. And he'll let you send you on your way. You do fine. Amen. Amen. Until you go get around these people full of all these bad reports and all this anxiety and you be around that. If you don't hurry and run away from that stuff, amen, that stuff going to jump on you. You're going to lose your peace. Like a sister was saying about, she's telling her daughter about moving away from the situation. Yep, that's what we have to do. We got to move ourselves away from situations and things, amen, that would cause us to be disturbed. Amen. Be not afraid or dismayed. Amen. To be dismayed means to be disturbed, to be upset, to be disheartened, to be saddened, to be bothered, to be troubled, to be discontent. Is, if you know, it's all those words, it's like they're all negative. Amen. To be dismayed. You can be dismayed to the point where you feel like all hope is gone. There's no hope. And then there's another scripture say, why thou cast down, O my soul? People wonder why they get up in a cloud. They wonder why they go to bed in a cloud. They wonder why they feel like the whole world is just passing me by. They feel like nothing but sadness, because whatever they're thinking about has put them in a state of dismayment. And God don't want us to be like that. That is not of God. That's not healthy for your mind, spirit, or body. And the devil try to drag us all into it. I'm not exempt from it either. You can feel them spirits. Sometimes those spirits be pressing on you for you to feel bad, sad, and discouraged and down. Now, you can go on and have a pity party, but God's not going to be with you in your pity party. It's going to be you and the demons and the devils and your situation. God does not come to pity party. God wants you to rise up with strength and say, the joy of the Lord is my strength. I'm not going there. And you're not going to make me sad. Amen. And this is not going to make me sad. I'm not going to let this one thing I woke up this morning or whatever you have to go through mess my whole day up. Somebody give God a praise. Amen. It said, be not dismayed, be not upset, disturbed, troubled, bothered, discontent, or any or saddened. He said, tell them that be not afraid or dismayed by reason, by the cause. Sometimes you be wondering like, well, Lord, I don't know what happened. I was minding my own business. I don't know how this thing come up about. I don't know what's going on in my life. I was doing fine. What happened? That's the cause. You're reasoning about what caused this. God said, don't even reason about it. Just give it to him. Just give it to the Lord. And the Lord said, don't be dismayed by reason of this great multitude. Sometimes it's not one thing that you're dealing with. It's a whole lot of stuff that you're dealing with at one time. God didn't say cast one care on me because I care. He said cast all your care on me because I care for you. And he said by the reason of this great multitude. It could be a multitude of things that come your way. It's not just one thing. It's a lot of stuff. You got trouble over here. You got trouble on the outside. You got trouble on the inside. You got trouble all around you. There's a lot of stuff going on. He said, don't be dismayed by all this stuff. In other words, he said, just bring it to me and give it to me. And see, when you bring to God, you got to trust that he's going to take care of it. Just bring it and say, I bring this to you, Lord. And most people do like that. Here, Lord, my mother, my sister, my brother, my uncles, my dog, my cat. Lord God, I give you all these things. And when they get up, they take all of it back. They do. How you take it back? Because your mind is still heavy on it and you still worry about it. So you didn't give it to God. You just told him about it, but you picked it up and you packed up your bags and you picked it all back up. And now you wonder why I'm so depressed. You wonder why I'm scared because you took the trouble back. You were supposed to leave it with him and go about your way and get happy about it. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Somebody ought to give God a praise. He said, for this battle is not yours. Some of the battles that we're in, we have caused them upon ourselves. But there are some battles, amen, that the devil just came and attacked us with. Now, we would like to give him a credit for all of it because we don't like the old stinky devil. We would like to give him, but some things we open up a door for ourselves of trouble. And you got to know the difference, because if you don't know the difference, you're going to keep doing the same thing. You have to learn what battle is yours and what battle is the Lord's. You got to know, did I open up this can of worms for myself? If I did, Lord help me, I don't want to open up another can of worms for myself. But if I have not did anything but trying to walk with you and the devil have done this to me, well, this battle belongs to the Lord. Sometimes when you open up doors of trouble for yourself, God will let you go through that so you can learn a lesson from that. Because if you don't learn a lesson from it, you're going to keep doing it. Somebody give God a praise. I'm preaching good than y'all saying amen. Because I'm preaching better than you saying amen. I know that's right. Amen. Sometimes I say, Lord, why people say amen? I say, Lord says, sometimes you might be hitting heads by boxing everything. Folks can't hardly say nothing. Well, say ouch or whatever. Amen. But amen. When you open up a door of trouble for yourself, God will let you go through that so you will learn a better way not to do it like that. Because somebody can preach it to you all day long. Your mama could tell you to you all day long. Your friend could tell you. And some people just got to find out they self. So if you got to find out yourself, when you bump your head, when you hurt your toe, when you do all that, amen, and you turn around and do it about 6 times, hopefully you come to your senses like, this is not the right way. Somebody give God a praise. Hope you ain't got to do that mentality. I don't like to get beat up like that. Amen. Beat up. I call beat up in the spirit. Demons and stuff beating you up. Because you just feel like I'm going to do it my way. It is like sometimes people hear the word of God. They hear the word, I take what I want and I leave out what I don't want. I ain't going to do that. Then you sit there and wonder why you go through so bad. And sometimes being a pastor, you just don't say nothing. You just listen, look. You hear people. You hear, they're giving God the praise or either they whining or crying or something. You just listen. He's like, Lord, no, you did your part. You put the word out there, but you got to take that word, a whole word, and work with it and do something with it. You can't take part of the word. You got to take the whole word. Eat the whole roll. Somebody give God a praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They say, be not afraid or dismayed by this reason of this great battle, for the battle is not yours. It's the Lord. Like I said, there are some battles that you go to the Lord. And sometimes, I'm going to say this too. Sometimes we don't pray like we need to pray. We don't pray and tell the Lord about it. I mean, really, come on, be honest. You know that God knows everything about us anyway. He knows all the hairs that's numbered on your head and those that have fell out and yet fallen out. He knows. The gray ones, the red ones, whatever you have. He knows. We be trying to sidetrack God like God don't know. Come on now, you can't sidetrack God. He knows it all. We talk to God about something, but something we don't even talk to God about. I'm in somebody's cookie jar now. We talk to God about something, but some things we don't talk to God. Let me tell you why we don't talk to God about something. Because those things, we want to handle them ourselves. We want to interact with that ourselves. We don't want God to step. We won't let God in that part of our life. You can be over here, Lord. You can be telling me that. I don't want you in this part of my life. So why do you go through greater trial, greater hardship, because that part that you don't want God in your business, you trying to take care of it and you making it hard for yourself? Why not give God all of it? You know, God is not an intruder. Can I get an amen? God is not an intruder. God will not break in on you if you don't want him in your business. He will not break in on you. Can I get an amen? Say, somebody, I hear y'all say, what you mean, Pastor? He will not come in. That's because you say, I'm saved, have the Holy Ghost. God is not an intruder. He's not going to do no more, work with you no more than you let him work with you. Amen? And just say, if you got some issues over here, but you don't never pray about the issue. You just pray about, Lord, give me this day my daily bread. Lord, give me money. God, give me that. But you ain't praying about that bad attitude. You ain't praying about that shortcoming. You ain't praying about where you need to come up higher. You ain't praying about none of that, but you praying about God. So God, he's not going to intrude like, well, I'm going to do this anyway. He's a gentleman. He's not going to force his, amen, love upon you. He's not going to force, amen, his will upon you. You have a choice to say, Lord, I willingly serve you. I willingly want to do your will. I really want to live. He's not going to intrude upon you. That's why you see some people more down the road in the things of God, and some people are certain place, and we all a different place. It depends on how much you're giving yourself to God. You got to sell out when you come into the Lord. If you don't sell out all overnight, you think, you know, I'm saved and sanctified, I'm on my way to heaven, I'm sold out for the Lord. Let something not come your way. You'll find out how much sold out you are, because you'll start backing up from the Lord. What they're going to do to you, put you, just slow you back, throw you back. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so the Lord is saying to us to be still and know that he's God. He's saying, don't be dismayed of the battle, because the battle's not yours, but it's the Lord. Amen. And, you know, God, like I said, he will allow some things. I've heard people say, well, being in the will of God, and there's a permissive will of God. But really, just being in the will of God, that's what you want to be. You'd rather be right smack dab, as they say, the old people say, in the middle of God's will. That means that you are cooperating with God, and God is cooperating with you, and you and him on the same page. That means I try, being in God's divine will, I tried my best to do those things that I know that's pleasing to him. Being in a permissive will, some people say permissive will, but it's really, you want to be in the will of God. You don't want to be in no permissive will, because that means something God's, like I said, he's a gentleman. He's not going to twist your arm. He's going to allow you to do whatever you want to do. Can I get, one? Amen. He's going to allow you to do whatever he would tell you, don't do this way, don't go that way. But he will allow you. He's not going to tie you up and say, you better do it my way. No, he's going to let you do it. He will give you, in other words, a warning not to go there, not to go. But if you want to do it, he's going to let you do it. But there's some consequences behind it. So when the consequences come, ain't no sense you whining and crying and saying, oh, Lord, oh, me, oh, my, the devil. No, you opened up a door for the devil, and God allowed it. He allowed it. But I'd rather be in the divine will of God. I'd rather just be in the right step with him all the way and make sure, even though my flesh may want to do this, I want to make sure I do this over here. What he say, because I want to avoid all this other suffering that I can be eliminated from if I do it right anyway. Somebody give God a praise. And some people they go to the Lord. You know, I went to the Lord and I asked him about this situation, and he said yes. God, it, you know, they say he said yes. They didn't hear God say no yes. They say he said yes because he didn't stop it. Just because God went on loud, you do something, and he stopped, that don't mean he said yes. I want to know that he said yes. Because if I know he said yes, he going to have my back, honey. But if he didn't say yes from the beginning, then I got to get through here the best way I can get through here. Ain't no sense in me getting up telling people the devil did this and that. You did it. You opened up the door and said, devil, come in. Now, God's merciful. He would help you, but he going to help you learn that lesson. Because he's going to walk with you, and you might be getting boxed by the devil and everything. He's going to watch what the devil destroyed, but you're going to go through some things you could have not went through. Just being obedient. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. Glory to God. If we learn to do what God would have us to do, we'll have such a smooth sailing. Amen. We'll have less stress. Amen. If we learn to do it God's way. Amen. In Psalms 62, amen. In Psalms 62, it says, truly my soul waited upon God. From him cometh my salvation. Now, people can say they're waiting on God all day long. But your soul, when it's really waiting on God, you are really waiting on God. Nobody knows it like you know how you're waiting on God. It's not that I'm so desperately waiting on God. When you're waiting on God, you don't go do stuff yourself. You don't jump in front of God and do stuff. You just wait on him. You might feel like he's slow. He's not moving too fast. But you keep on praying so he will give you the strength to keep waiting. Because if you don't pray, you will faint. Uh-huh. You got to keep praying. You just can't say, I'm waiting on God like this. That's not The devil gonna throw everything your way, and if you ain't praying, you gonna give in some kind of way. But if you're praying, then you'll be able to push those fiery darts away from you. Amen. You have the whole armor on. You'll be able to quench the fiery darts that's coming against you, trying to make you give up, trying to make you give in. Because most of the time, when the devil's pressing against you with so much pressure, trying to make you give up and trying to make you give in, you are so close to a blessing. You are so close to it. You don't even know how close you are to it. Somebody give God a praise. But if you pray enough, God will give you the strength to hold on and hold out. It said, truly my soul waited upon God. From him cometh my salvation. My deliverance. In other words, my soul truly waited on God. And from God comes my deliverance. Salvation means deliverance. He is my rock. How many know the Lord is your rock? God is a rock. And I ain't talking about a little bitty rock, but if you get a great big old stone, you can't move that. He's my rock. He's not going nowhere. He's not shuffled to the left. He's my rock. He's my defense place. He's a steady place. And I don't know about you, but God's the only one that I know in my mind is steady. Amen. I can't even trust myself to be steady like God. He's steady. The Bible says God is the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. He never changed. He's steady. He's stable. You turn around, you find him, you're going to stay and find him in the same. He's over here. He's over there. He's out any place you want to be, but he's steady. Amen. Amen. God is my rock. People are not my rock. God is my rock. People are a bunch of little rocks, as far as I'm concerned. God is my solid rock. Amen. I don't care what I possess in this world, a house, land, or what. God is my solid rock. Because the truth be told, if it don't be for the Lord, you'll lose all that. A hurricane or something coming, you'll lose all that. But you won't lose the Lord. Somebody give God a praise. Preaching better than y'all, saying amen. Truly, my soul waited upon God. From him come my salvation. He's my rock and my salvation, and he is my defense. God is my defense. He's my protection. He's my support. He's my security. He's my strong tower. In him will I trust. He's my defense, and I should not be greatly moved. You see how they say? He said, he's my defense. And I shall not be greatly moved. That means I might be moved a little bit, but I won't be greatly moved. It might get my attention. That trouble might get my attention, but I won't be greatly moved. I'm going to grab back a hold to the Lord. And I was listening to Evangelist Glasgow when she be singing that song. She really can sing that song. I like her sing song because she sings it with all her heart. I would trust in the Lord. And you can't do nothing but get with the song because it's true. We all look at Lord. Lord, I would trust in the Lord. And see, when she said, Lord, don't leave me. I said, if you can hear, she's not just saying that for a song. She means it. Amen. And anybody got good sense going to mean it. Amen. Lord, don't leave me. Hold my hand. Amen. Don't leave me by myself. Sometimes the Bible said, though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you don't have to fear no evil, for it's with you. But sometimes while you're going through the valley of shadow of death, you feel like I don't see God nowhere. I just see trouble all around. But God is right there in the midst of her. And he should help you and help you right early. Somebody give God a praise. God is not just with me outside of my trouble. God is with me in the midst of my troubles. Because he's that peace that passes all understanding. He's peace when I can't even understand the word peace. When I should be all over the place, blown bits and pieces, and I got my right mind, I ain't going crazy. I know that God is with me. Somebody give God a praise. So you can't really talk about this thing until you know some things about the Lord. He is my defense. I don't trust people like I trust God. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah, because he will hold you steady. And if he don't want trouble to come your way and he wanted to leave you, he know how to turn it around, flip it around, and send it back to hell from whence it come. Amen. God is just that great like he is. Somebody give God a praise. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And verse 5 said, my soul, that means your soul is your mind. Your soul is your will. Your soul is your emotion. Your soul is that on the inside of you, that trouble. On the inside of you is this great trouble. That's your soul, your mind, your will, emotion. It said, my soul. It didn't say my eyes, my ears. It said my soul deep down on the inside. Nobody can get down in your soul like the Lord. My soul, wait upon God. For my expectation is from him. God will tell you things, amen, and God wants you to believe what he say, long as he's the one that said it. I said God will tell you things, and he wants you to believe what he said, as long as he's the one that said it. The devil would like you not to believe. He wants you to look at the situation and all of the things to make you not to believe. But if God's told it to you, you better hold on to it. And when you feel like you're about losing your faith, say, Lord, help me to hold on to my faith and hold on to what you say. Somebody ought to give God a praise. My soul wait upon God, for my expectation is from him.
My expectation. Expectation means to expect something. Can I get an amen?
Expectation means to expect something. If somebody sent you a package, and you know, or you order a package, you are expecting that package to arrive. Now they can tell you when it's going to arrive, but you are expecting the package. When you go to the Lord and make requests known to him, you are asking him and petitioning him for whatever that you're needing. And you are expecting that what God has said. Now, we get thrown off because of the time. We think it's going to come when we think it's going to come. It's not going to come when you think it's going to come. It's going to come when God says it's going to come. Because you may think you're ready, and you may not be ready for the package. Somebody give God a praise. God want to make that you. He want to make sure you are conditioned that the blessing, amen, won't mess you up. So sometimes we get beside ourselves. It's just like some people. Ain't saying God's will for nobody to be poor, but some people they probably be. That's the best way they get probably serve God. I ain't saying that apply to everybody. That ain't for us. I'm concerned. I ain't got to be without nothing to serve God. You got to know some things about yourself. Amen. Amen. I'm still coming to church. I'm still going to serve the Lord. I'm planning on doing all that. I've done it with nothing, so I can do it with something. Amen. And some people get beside it. God done bless me. Forget about where you come from. Can't stand to be blessed. God, that's why sometimes God don't put large amounts of money and don't put a lot of things in some people's hand, because they get beside themselves. They wouldn't give them, they wouldn't share none of it. They wouldn't be a blessing to nobody, and they wouldn't even serve God. Amen. But God knows. Everybody's not good steward over money. Right. Right. They blow it all up in one day. Yeah. I was telling this, and I know people, a lot of people, they listen to this message. They were about to say, they might not come out and say it, but it's true. Amen. Sometimes if you ain't used to having no money, you used to having nothing, honey, you get a lot of money, you don't know what to do with it. You be all over the place. Amen. Till you don't have none again. Because you used to being broke. You been broke so long, so used to being broke. I used to spend all the time again. People that use the stuff, they know how to keep their stuff and keep it going, keep it moving. Amen? So that's why I'm just using a little example. God had to condition you so you can keep the blessing. So you won't lose the blessing. Amen? Even God healing our body, God doing great things. But while we in those challenging times, them are your testing times. They're your testing time, and they're my testing time. The times that we don't really want, the trials and the tests, them are your developing time. Them are your making times. Before you get over there to get that over there, you can't hardly make it through a little bit this. An ant crawl on your back, you about to have a fit. You can't hardly make it through this right here. Then you got some learning to do before you get over there. It's just like even a small ministry and different things. Amen. If you don't know how to work in a small ministry with few people, you sure won't be able to work with more people. Yeah. You don't despise the day of a small beginnings. And you can't be wanting to sit there and I'm the CEO of the place and I'm this and that and another, and you don't even know how to talk to people. Yeah. God ain't gonna have you embarrassing him. He gonna have us embarrassed. He gonna make sure you get stuff together, amen, before you get over there. And I'm like this, Lord, if you know I can't handle it, you work on me till I can handle it. Cause if I'm about to lose my mind with like cotton paper, is this just a little piece of tissue about to drive me crazy? Some of us, a little big piece of tissue about to drive us crazy. Ooh, I can't stand a smell of cotton squeeze. I can't stand that. Well, how in the world are you going to get something else? Like a husband and wife, God knows if you, amen, if you're going to beat them down, he going to give you nobody, you're going to tear them up. A husband and wife, you're going to fight, you're going to cuss and all that. He'll make sure you get all that out of you. I'm just saying, something flip you out in a minute. God knows if that's too great for you. He knows if it's too great for me, whatever. I don't despise a day of small beginning. I'd rather have a few people to God bless them more than something that won't drive me crazy. Amen. Because I would say, Lord, I'm not doing this no more. I don't want to do this. So God knows what you have. You can have a whole church full of folks. Some places are filled with places. I ain't got nothing against that. But I'm going to tell you one thing, and it is real what I say. Pastor ain't there. True. That pastor on a cruise.
I'm preaching somewhere else.
I heard a pastor. I was at a funeral yesterday. That pastor, he said, I thought I was on my way to such and such a place. I asked somebody, we were out of town. He said, and when I heard about the funeral, I had them to turn back around to get me back there. But they said, they're letting you know they're not going to be there Sunday morning. And they're not going to be there the other day. I'm gone for a while. Going somewhere else. People get on your nerves, you just turn off and leave. That's what some do. So, you know, I mean, what I'm saying, you ain't going to sit there with the folks anyway. People, so many pastors, then people get on their nerves, then they turn into evangelists all at once. I'm going to travel. You got people sitting over your people. You're supposed to be pastoring. You got other people that's every week pastoring your people. You're not, they pastoring your people. You're not. Because you done got tired of it. Right. And you going on cruises and things. And getting all big as all outdoors, eating up everything. So I ain't calling no names. You get tired, your nerves and everything. All these people want all these positions. So you better watch what you're asking for. I ain't asked God for nothing. This is what I'm doing. I ain't never asked God to be nobody's pastor. But God put that in my heart. He said, I've called you to do that. I'm like, oh, Lord. Working with people? Oh, no. And people's telling me that I'm going to see what the Lord is ready to call me to do. You better, honey, you better get a check in your spirit and act, really check into what you're ready to do. Being in this position right here, you cannot wear your feelings on your sleeve. Because you've been quit first day. I said first day you've been quit. Somebody said, you feel them on your sleeve? Everything. Oh, they don't like me. You could be in a position like this, honey. If God didn't call you being, you'd be out the first day when you first made the decision, I'm going to do it. Because you're going to have people with all kind of frame of mind. You're going to have people, amen, that might get on your nerve, but you got to say, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. You have feelings just like the lay members have feelings. Devil say, don't say nothing to them. You don't say nothing to them. You can't do that. You got to praise the Lord. God bless you. You got to keep a right spirit and right attitude. God is not going to have you over people and you dogging people. And people, you know, you don't have no kind of structure. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. Amen. And you don't have to be no pastor. Whatever you do, you got to learn how to do it in it the right way. Amen. We want people to praise the Lord. Give God the praise. But you can't pick up a chair, hit them across the head, or better, knock them out there and praise the Lord. You can't do that. God didn't tell you to go that far now. So you trying to get over there, I'm going to teach 1,000. You can't even work with someone. The devil is a lie. You can't do them. You can't shoot them down. You're going to hell. I'm going to shoot you down if you don't praise God. You can't do that. You can praise God. I encourage you to praise God. If you don't want to praise him, I got my praise on. Somebody give God a praise. You got to learn how to work over here. That's why people are, are we going to get a big, you know, but even the big ministry, some of the big ministry, they big now, they started off small. They have to learn how to work with things. It's a blessing when you have a pastor that get hand on hand, they're working with you in the ministry, hand on hand, for why they can. As you get bigger and stuff, a pastor might not be able to do that. Have more, so many more people. But you're blessed when you got a one-on-one, somebody working hand in hand with you. So don't ever despise the day of small beginnings. Somebody give God a praise. And sometimes when people come to your church, you don't know how long they're going to be there. God only know how long they're going to be there. He'll show the pastor something. Some people, they've not on some. Everybody's not tuned into the same on accord. And you can, they can be in your church forever. You can just know that it's something that's different. It's not on the same tune. What do you do? You don't get upset when people get up and leave. You just say, well, God knows. You pray that the people don't leave, but if maybe God knows that they're supposed to be there for a season, and you may know some, see, they're not on the same page anyway. Amen? That's like having somebody living in your house. You have somebody living in your house, and they've been living there for 10 years and stuff, and they're not even like the other people. They different enough. They're not on the same page. Why? If they're not happy there, you unhappy, whoever, let them do what they need to do. Somebody give God a praise. God is the one to build the house. We don't build the house. We don't build the spiritual house. Amen. We may want all our family members, everybody to go to the same church. And just because you have family members, that don't mean all y'all got to go to the same church. That's good if you can. But that don't mean, y'all be caught up in just you. God want to reach the world, not just you and all y'all family. He want to reach other people. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. Some things you just got to know. Amen. But God is telling us to say, be still and know that I'm God. God is saying, let your heart not be troubled. Neither let it be afraid. God said, in the world, you will have tribulation. You will have trials and tests in this world. We have them every day. But God said, just cast all your cares on me. And God, somebody said, well, I've told the Lord about this. And God said, you tell me about it again. And really, when you tell them going to cast your cares upon the Lord, it's not like God is deaf. It's not like him. But sometimes if you have to repeat it over and over, it's more for you than it is for him. Can I get amen? It's more for you because you saying it, but you really don't believe it. Sometimes you got to keep saying stuff till you actually believe it. If you say this, somebody say, God's going to make a way for me, and I know he's going to make a way for me. And you say, yeah, God's going to make a way for me too, and I know he's going to make a way for me. And they say, well, God's going to make a way for me. Everybody say, God's going to make it for him. And deep down say, you don't be more believing. You believe he's going to make a way for them, but you don't believe he's going to make a way for you. Sometimes you might have to keep on till you get it. It might take a little while till you get it. When you really realize that God will make a way for me, you go on about your way. And you be still, amen. Be still and know that I'm God. Amen. God is sometimes, if God speaks that to me, sometimes. And sometimes I be thinking like, well, I didn't know I wasn't still. But when God speaks that to me, I be like, evidently, I must not be still in my soul like I need to. Because when you are still, you are worry-free. You're not filled with anxiety. You're not worrying. You're just going by faith. And the devil said, why do you keep, and I know we have confronted probably all of us one way or the other, why do you keep doing what you do? He spoken that to me. Why do you keep doing what you do? Where is this going? And the devil will question you. And we sit there and look for answers, try to give back to him. We don't have to answer that. They'll answer him with what God would say to you. Why do you keep doing this? Why not do it? The day you stop doing it, you're going to have trouble. You're going to be having your own burdens and problems. Amen. That means you done got on away from the will of God, out the will of God. But being still and knowing that I'm God. And it said, my soul wait thou only upon God. Remember, my soul is not waiting upon all these things and all these people. You got to know you ain't waiting on people. You got to know I ain't waiting on things. But my expectation is from the Lord. Amen. God said, I know the thoughts and I know the plans that I have for you, and they are good and not of evil, and to give you and expect it in. You have to say like Job, Lord, you know the way that I take. And that's been my prayer a lot. Because sometimes you can't figure stuff out. You can't even figure out how your life is going sometimes. But you got to trust God and say, Lord, you know the way that I take. And even when you can't see your way and don't understand your way, keep doing what you was doing. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep moving forward. Don't change up nothing. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. Somebody give God the praise. Amen. Amen. We do. When the Lord's telling us also to be still in the Lord, you do what you can do about your situation. Whatever situation that you're dealing with, you work with it to best of your knowledge. But when it comes to those areas that you don't know what to do, leave it alone and give it to God and leave it there. And sometimes you'll be tempted to pick it up and pull it back again. But when you do, as quick as you see what you have picked back up, drop it again. And just say, Lord, help me keep my mind off of it. Help me keep my hands up off of it. Amen. And Lord, let that put a watch before my mouth. There's a scripture that speaks about put a watch. Let a watch be before your mouth. That's like a watch. Something to close your mouth so you won't speak negative. So you won't speak the wrong thing. Because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. The way you think, you keep thinking on something too hard, eventually you're going to speak it. If you think, I'm not just going to get out of this ain't going to never be over with. Some things you just don't want to say. You don't want to claim stuff. You don't want to pick up. I'm a person over here, and I've learned through other people that went before me, this strong saint. They've taught us you don't confess everything out your mouth. You don't confess, even if the devil doing things to you. Some things you just don't confess. You don't claim. You when you confess, you're really claiming it. Now I ain't saying. If you say you're sick or something like that, I'm sick, but God gonna make me well. I'm gonna get well. But if you just keep saying and you keep confessing it all the time, I'm sick. I'm sick. I'm sick. I'm depressed. I'm depressed. I'm depressed. You putting that in your spirit. You are opening up doors for the devil. You know, if you feel depressed, if you feel sick, say, Lord, don't let me get depressed. Move this depression away. I rebuke this. Lord, keep me from being. You don't keep inviting it in, because you should have. What you say. You keep talking yourself until not having nothing, you will not have anything. You know, even small as my income has been throughout the years, I don't know why God, he has always allowed to be the way. I guess for he to show himself great to me, how great he is. He have actually stressed my faith and made my faith grow by even, God would allow some things, he allows some things, amen, but he will take good out of them. Let's say some of us, you were never wealthy from the beginning. You didn't have much from the beginning. So God just took this situation you was in and taught you how to believe him. Now, if you was a wealthy person, you was real well off, you might not be going through with your finances, but you might be going through in some other area of your life. Because you got a lot of rich folks right here, but they're sick. I said you got a lot of rich folks right here, but they're sick. And they got deadly diseases by taking them out of here. And they're going to leave their money to somebody else. And you might not be the ones like that. You might have never had nothing from the beginning. But God has let your situation, he just worked through them situations and caused you to have strong faith that you can talk to somebody else about it. Somebody give God a praise. That's what he's done in my life a lot. Had nothing. And I possess all things in the spirit, but nothing in the natural. This scripture in the book of Corinthians. Have nothing but possess all things. In the spirit. And I know that God is able. Well, amen. I can talk about God like that. Able that with nothing as I had. And put something great there. I know he could do it. He did it too many times. If half the people knew how small my income was, they'd be like, really? I just can't believe that. And you look like that. And you act like that. And yeah. To God be the glory. Amen. That's why I know when the Lord places a companion in my life, he's gonna be good. It's gonna be all good. I'm not going down, I'm going up higher. So he got to have something more, amen, and more not going backwards that way. Because God done brought me a long way. And anytime God brings you from one place, he takes you from glory to glory. That's when you know when you're maturing and you're possessing, God is blessing you. Because he's going to constantly bless you to have better and better. He's not going to take you and give you a nice house, a nice car, a nice job, and take you way back to nothing. He's going to keep. But if you get out of his will and you do stuff on your own, you might take yourself back, but God's going to take you from better to better. Even the vehicles I had, the other vehicle, that first vehicle I had, I didn't even have driver's license. You know what? That's shame to say it, but it was almost 40 years old or something like that before I was driving. And I worked at IPS school for 24 years, I had a bus driver. She just gave me a car. And she said, would you like to have my car? Because I used to catch the bus when I first started IPS. And my sons could drive before I used to get on the bus. I'd take the bus about two times a day because we had a break. And I kept praying. I said, Lord, this is where I need a car. That lady, she said, would you like to have my car? Because I'm getting me another car. And I already been praying about a car. But I was thinking like, that's not the car I was praying about. I didn't know no better. I said, that's all right. That's nice of her, but that ain't the car I'm praying about. So I didn't know nobody. I think I was supposed to be getting the car, but not that one, this one. And I remember talking to one sister. We went to hear Rob Parsley when he was here at the convention center. And my man was on that thing so strong. This woman offered me a car. I told her I'd get back with her. I thought to myself, am I crazy or what? But I said, I just don't know what's going on. So I'm telling y'all some of my faith stories. So I'm thinking like, and I kept messing with, the sister used to go to church. I just whispered, I said, you know, my bus driver offered me a car. I said, but I've been believing God for a car, but that's not the car that I believe with. She said, girl, you better take that car. You take that car till God bring you them. I said, oh, I never thought about it like that. Duh. I never thought about it like that. God know I didn't know no better, so he helped me. Girl, I couldn't hear Rob Parsons no more that night. I want to be gone out of there. I want to go home so I can try to sleep. But right about that, I'm going to get this car. So, I couldn't wait. I didn't want to get on the bus first thing and not say good morning. It's dark because it's dark when we back then in the wintertime months too. It's dark. You getting on the school bus and kids ain't got on yet. I ain't want to get on there. Hey, Miss Weber, can I get this car? I'm trying to hold my composure. I can't wait till I get up there. Then I want to wait for a little while, you know, white lady. I won't scare her out of her wicks and stuff. And I'm thinking like, older white lady too. I ain't want to scare her. I'm not like, let me get this, sit down, boy. I'm trying to wait for the moment. I had to wait for the hour so I could say. I said, you know that you asked me that I want this car. You know, I said, is it still offered? She said, sure. I said, I want it. My first car was a 78 Monte Carlo. That was a nice car, too. She kept me good to it. I had it for a while. Then the Lord, he actually later on blessed me with that, what I prayed for. And it was 90. Lord help me remember all this, because I probably forgot this name. It's a 90 Tempo. That's what I had, a 90 Tempo. And all I paid, it was a brand new smell, and I think it, I don't even know if it had number one driver in it. That's what I'm saying. God took me from a car that was given to me, a 78 Monte Carlo, to a Tempo, a 90 Tempo. And it had a new smell and everything. And the man said, well, we don't have the color, because I always kind of know what I want. I want a blue. He said, we don't have blue. Can we give you a red one? I said, I don't want a red one. I want a blue one. He said, we're going to get you a blue one. And I had the Lord help me with that, get that. And I got that. I was thinking, like, my credit might not be so good. I don't have no credit. I never really purchased anything. I asked the same sister. She said, girl, you better go down there and get that financially, that car. I said, Lord would use her to boost me up, do a lot of stuff. It worked, though. Then God speaks somebody to do something, they do. Amen. I went in there, and I told the man what I want. They got me that Tempo. All my payments was $140 a month. for nearly my brand new car. I had that one for a long time. All my cars I keep a long time. Then when I went and got the Malibu, I was thinking 2004. See what I'm saying? The year to year, God just evaluate. God escalates you. When you stay in his will, he going to give you something better all the time. I got that. I just went and paid cash with that. Amen. Didn't have a car payment. And then God blessed me with this. Amen. 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 I can't tell y'all everything. Amen. But God, every time, look like the, I'm about trying to make my payment. The payments ain't too bad on it. But every time I'm going to the end of the year, God take care of me for another year. Amen. Somebody ought to give God a praise. Amen. I got testimonies, portfolio. Amen. I got a lot of things to. That's not just a little bit, but that. Amen. I can tell you about my house. Amen. I don't know. Maybe when I get married, I'm going to move into another house. I don't know, but God has bought me I've been there 24 years. Amen. On that corner. Amen. And I live alone. Amen. Give them no addresses out and things to the nation. Amen. So this goes farther. Amen. But God helps me take care of my household. Amen. I'm a single parent when my boys are there, and my boys are grown, and they still help me. They do things. Amen. I take my own trash around the front. I do different things as I get a little bit older. I like to pull on too many things, but God helps me to keep my home up. So God can do abundantly above. When you think God work for you like that, you don't need folks and things. You love people and stuff, but you ain't got to have them at your disposal if you ain't depending on them. Amen. And you can't really depend on people today because people got issues themselves. Yeah. They can't always be there for you. No. You got to know how to do some things yourself, and God will make you a very dependent woman. I am a widow. He will make you a very dependent woman, independent woman, and he'll make you a very independent man. Yes, he will. Somebody give God a praise. Amen. So who wouldn't want to serve the Lord? Who want to turn their back and walk away from the Lord? Amen. When you got to go to the doctor, God is the one to go before you. Amen. I'm going to be 63 years old next month. Amen. I move around better than some young people older than me. I get a little stiff in my joints, a little bit stuff, but I do things to try to help myself. I got my right mind and everything. I thank God for it. I give God the praise for it. Amen. Without God's help, I wouldn't have not any of this. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody give God a praise. I'm done preaching. Glory to God. But God telling us to be still and know that he's God. Amen. And God's, amen, he wants us to use our energies. Amen. He wants us to use our energies for the things, amen, of him, that we won't get burnt out and depleted of our energies. Amen. Put God first and get up in the morning. Thank God. Give him a praise for waking you up. And start your day off with prayer. Your rest of your day will just go fast. You don't start your day without in prayer, amen, you're going to feel like you're about running off the assets of this world. You're going to be so wore out and run down. Yeah. Amen. I don't do too good waiting till the end of the day talking about some prayer. But just stay only, then thank God. I got to start my day off because I'm too tired by the end of the day. Somebody give God a praise. Thank you, Lord. Somebody just worship him. Somebody close your eyes and just worship him. Lord, we thank you.